Welcome to another episode of Starlight Radio Dreams, the podcast comedy show that dares ask the question, what goes bump the rest of the day? Tonight's episode, Starlight Radio Dreams, Food, I Choose You. Written and directed by Kat Evans, Cameron Palmer, Ben McCauley, Michael Jackowitz, and Ansel Birch. Music by Sam Locke. Sound design by Ansel Birch and Noah Jennings. Featuring vocal talents of Kelly Apalko, Carolyn Blake, Ansel Birch, Ellen DeSitter, Kat Evans, Anna Gatekey, Adam McClavey, Ben McCauley, Rachel Grandegluski, and Cameron Palmer. And now, on with the show.
Welcome, listeners. It is time for the comedy show with a podcasting habit, recorded at Chief O'Neill's in Chicago, Illinois. It's Starlight Radio Dreams! Featuring Eugene Boozler on mandolin.
I never know what to say at these.
And Dick Oranges on mouth foley.
I know exactly what to say for these.
Tonight's serials are MPC, Gotta See a Man About a Sword, Public Domain Adventure Team, The One with the Pirates, and Camp Placeholder, Stream a Little Stream. Hold on to your buns and take the cake, because tonight's special guest is podcasting and baking sensation Cynthia Persimmons. Now here are your hosts, Burlington and Shirley. Showtime!
Good evening, everyone! Welcome! Welcome to the first episode of our fourth season. I don't know about you, I am filled with adrenaline for what is about to happen. Here beside me is my actual partner for life and co-host for tonight. She's the reason that Las Vegas glitters and the Cloud Gate gleams, Shirlington Showtime!
Hello, darlings. Of course, you know my co-host, my burly bear. The beard that upstaged John Rhys-Davies and the name that makes people the world over say, oh, is he still making movies? Burlington Showtime!
Now you may say to yourself, they've barely been gone.
There was a show just last month with half a dozen guests and a musical number.
But we just couldn't help ourselves.
You know writers, they procrastinate from one script by writing another.
I am particularly proud of our new format. We're squeezing even more comedy into the same amount of time. It's been a real challenge, though, picking up with...
Burles. Hey, Burles. I'm going to try a different microphone.
Yeah, that one's not...
Burles.
Right, I keep forgetting it's that kind of show. Yes, Dick?
Burles, this is great, whatever you guys are doing, but can you shut up and just bring out the guest, Cynthia Persimmon, already?
Forgive my caution, Dick, but yeah. Usually when you have a sudden and abiding request, there is a worrisome reason behind it. Can we jump straight to that and get it out of the way?
I am but a humble fan.
Oh, perfect. You've been listening to her food podcasts.
Yeah, I listen to them. It is the best sleep I have ever had.
Sorry?
Yeah. See, I listen to that podcast of hers, Bake Walk, every night when I go to bed. Her descriptions of cake are my favorite. Her quiet voice and all the clinking and scraping and chewing, it puts me right out. It is called Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. ASMR.
Yeah? Well, as made...
My Myers-Briggs is ASMR.
Is it really? As made up as all of those things sound, it is certainly better than I was expecting. But she still might be offended that you are using her show to fall asleep. I know I was.
That's why I stopped telling you about it.
Please, just wait until after the show to say anything about the sleeping thing.
Okay.
Excuse me, I realize that, you know, I didn't get a segue or anything, but would you mind if I took a minute to do the music minute?
Yes, of course. I need to get my train of thought back anyway.
All right, thank you.
Eugene Boozler, everyone!
Thank you all very much. I just wanted to talk for a minute about, you know, I'm more known in Nashville than up here in Chicago. And, you know, I like to look around for different musical talents that I could get a paying gig with. And I happened to see there was a new pub that opened up that was called the Pizzeria and Pub down in Nashville. and they were offering free bluegrass music from 6 until closing. So I decided to call up Professor Pianist, see if he could come down and help me tell if it was a decently talented group. So we went down. It turns out the place made the mistake that so many have made in the past, which is to pay the musicians solely in alcohol. And when you do that, you definitely get what you pay for. You can just ask Burlington. And
biggest regret of my life.
Tell me about it. But we went down, and they had a group that was playing, and it was 6 different brothers, and each one of them had a guitar, and not a single one knew how to play it. And we didn't figure this out until we were already ordering a pizza, so we decided we'd just wait for the pizza to show up, finish it, and quietly sneak out the back without them knowing that we were there. However, the pizza took a little while, and we were about into their second set of just kind of sounded like this. And that was supposed to be Freebird. And we got to discussing pizza toppings and what we liked and didn't like on our pizzas. And I brought up that I just did not care for olives on my pizza. To which Professor Pianist said, "What?" And I said, "I don't like olives on my pizza. They're awful." And he said, "What?" Because he still couldn't hear me over the racket that was coming from the stage. So I said, "They're awful. I hate them." And about that moment, they stopped playing music. And they also came off the stage, and it turns out they could use those guitars way better as clubs than they could as musical instruments. And when I woke up in the hospital 3 days later, I had a note from Professor Pianist said, "Hey, would you mind sitting in on Starlight? Those fellas asked me to join their band." And so here I am today here in Chicago. And I will turn it back over to Burlington.
Oh, Eustace Boonslinger, you are a delight.
Thank you, Miss Showtime.
Dreamers, it is our pleasure to welcome to the show tonight a peer from the podcasting world.
She is best known for her hit cooking and baking podcasts, Toaster Roaster, Microwave Muffin Derby, Bare Knuckle Baking, and her charity work with Baking the World a Badder Place.
I regret nothing. Please join us in welcoming to the show Cynthia Persimmon.
Good evening, everyone. Burlington, Shirlington, it is an honor to be here and to meet you. Friends, I'm Cynthia Persimmon, and today we're going to be making the perfect podcast.
Aren't you just the most charming?
If the internet is to be believed, you may recognize me as the woman from the licking her own whisk meme.
Saucy.
Of course. Now, most of our listeners will recognize your voice from your hosting of so many different cooking and baking podcasts.
Well, honestly, they might recognize me more if I do some mixing.
You may need to say that one more time.
It turns out most people listen to my podcast for the calming sounds of my stirring.
All right. Well, you've certainly created quite a stir here tonight at Starlight already.
I can also fold beat and whisk.
I had no idea that those were all different things.
Oh, they certainly are, and they all make different noises.
Oh.
One of my favorite things to do is to draw the cage of my whisk along the side of a glass bowl in one extended rasp before quickly turning it to run through a thick custard. As the wires cut through
fascinating.
I do hope you don't mind, but I was just so inspired by all of your cooking type things that I made everyone else do some so we could judge it.
Oh, that sounds like a lovely idea. It will be just like my competition show, Extreme Yeast.
And on top of that, our producer has offered to donate to Baking the World a Batter Place in the name of whichever of us wins.
The children will be so happy. Thank you.
Now, my dear audience, it's time for another cereal. Boot up your bleaty bleepy boxes and pew pew your way to a comfy position because it is time for a video game edition of Camp Placeholder.
Attention, attention, all campers. You may be noticing a new, cooler voice coming at you from over the loudspeakers. That's because I, the most elite gamer in the world, Pirate, am here taking over Camp Placeholder. Yeah, lit, fam, Gen Z catchphrases. All right, gamers, rise up. And don't forget, bullying is wrong. Pirate out.
Holy frack, Fej, did you hear that?
I'm freaking out still. Holy super frack.
Holy freaking frick frack.
Pirate is here!
At our gaming camp.
He's so good. I always just wanted to have that kind of skill.
That's what you should do with me on League of Extraordinary Gentle Legends more often.
Pirate doesn't even play that.
Well, well. If it isn't XX, my old friend from grade school.
We used to think you were super cool until you called us Scientology apologists because we wanted to see that remake of The Mummy.
Tom Cruise advocates for a cult, and Brendan Fraser is underappreciated!
Yeah, well, next thing you'll say is Pirate's a chump.
Pirate is a chump. He's a total shill for digital arts.
You can just call it DA like everybody else.
And some people like DA. Get over it, XX.
DA is a marketing company that sells you ideas of games with no follow-through. I bet you pre-order, Fedge.
Yeah, because I get a free digital art book that I'll maybe but probably not look at one day. Why do you care?
Yeah, XX, no offense, but based on the weekly ELO reviews, you aren't that great of a gamer.
No, tons of offense. You suck.
If I cared about ELO, I'd raise it. I play for the spirit of gaming.
The spirit of gaming is about being pro-level good.
No, it's about having fun. Cuff, you wouldn't understand.
I understand that you're just jealous of sweet gamers like Pirate.
As if. Look at his humble, braggy tweets. Making millions off of gaming now, but I gotta remember my beginnings. I used to only make tens of thousands. Hashtag know where you come from. Hashtag athlete. Hashtag gamers are athletes. Hashtag yes we are. Hashtag get over it.
Gamers are athletes. I can almost do 3 push-ups.
And Pirate always talks about how wrong bullying is, so he's probably a pretty okay dude.
That's just an image he projects for his streams. He's super nasty, but you two are pathetic sheep. Aren't you supposed to be at a training right now?
Oh, crap, Fesh!
Counselor Cutie Wootie Bear's class!
If we're late, he'll make us practice worker management for a week!
Hey, XX, why aren't you in class?
I don't follow the system. If you need me, I'll be posting Taking Back Sunday lyrics over my Snapchats. Later, haters!
No, you're the hater!
Come on, Fesh, We gotta book it.
Gamers, rise up! Gotta say, me and my camera crew have been pretty impressed by what we've seen so far. That's right. I said camera crew because you're all gonna be on my stream. So, let's have ourselves a little tournament. And what better way than with the game that got me to where I am today? Emplacement afternoon. So get on those servers because things kick off in 60 minutes. Also, bullying is wrong. Did you get that part on camera? Okay, good, good. Pirate out.
I think we made it.
Yeah, good thing, or we'd have to stay late and miss the tour.
Gamertag Fez.
Oh, no.
Gamertag Zill.
Sir, Counselor Cutesy Wootsy Bear, my watch shows we are on time, sir.
What does it always say, gamers?
If you're not early, you're
late!
Sir, but...
The only buts here are the ones that go in those seats. It's time for advanced rhythmic games and cultural awareness.
Sir, yes, sir!
Before each of you are 4, count them. 4 weights, each attached to a string. You will take those weights and tie them onto one of your 4 playing fingers. Get ready for reps of sitar hero, Ha Ten Shun!
Oh, my hands are cramping.
Excuse me, you think you're at Camp Placeholder for a goddamn vacation? You are here to master the FPS, RTS, RPG, JRPG, MMORPG, MMOJRPG, and any other combination of letters I so choose. Now, affix weights! And... play!
Yo, Pirate here. Just a reminder, we are 5 minutes away from my mega super awesome tournament that you don't want to miss. Because gamers, we gotta rise up. We live in a society that is
plagued by far too much bullying, so I just want to say, bullying is wrong, yo. 5 minutes, attorney. Pirate out.
That's too many workers, gamertag Fetch. You've got no defenders. Watch as I demolish your base with my raiding party.
How the hell am I supposed to reach those production goals if I don't worker spam?
They're unrealistic goals to teach us a lesson.
Your loss, gamertag Fedge. Good game. Well played.
Oh, shut up, you cheesing archer blobber.
Fedge!
Gamertag Fedge, you must never insult an opponent. Gamertag Zill, what is Camp Placeholder's motto?
Humble in victory, gracious in defeat.
Slings of insults, epithets, and slurs are far too populous on the competitive gaming field, and Camp Placeholder does not foster that kind of environment.
Counselor QC Wootsie Bear, someone in the gaming lab next door is floating resources.
Gamertag XX, I don't remember. Wait. Floating resources?
Yeah, and ignoring their teammates.
Droid, you can't just... What game are they playing?
Looked like Consortium of Heroes 2.
That's a team game! You gotta support each other! And the enemy's not gonna float resources? Do they know how to build supply caches?
I don't know. They probably need some kind of motivational speech. One where you scrutinize every play they make. That's sure to make them do better.
You're goddamn right! Nobody move! I'll be back! You! Yeah, you! I'm here to educate you on the...
All right, he should be distracted for a bit. Now then, you two get out of here if you want to hop in that tourney.
XX, what are you doing here?
I knew you guys were going to be late to Counselor Cutesy Wootsie Bear's session.
We were on time!
Which means you'd be held back from the tournament.
But why are you helping us?
As much as we don't get along, I know Pirate inspires you, and I can't hate on that. Inspired gaming is what the world needs. We all know true gaming is a pretty noble biz.
Agreed. Gaming is so important.
We really represent the best of society.
Literally undeniable. And as long as you got that inspo in your hearts, you should be giving it your all in the tournament, not locked up working on meaningless micro because the man tells you to.
Before we go, I gotta say something. XX, I'm sorry I made fun of your gaming skills earlier. That was mean.
It was mean, but apology accepted.
Thanks a million. We owe you big. Let's hurry, Fej.
Good thing our personal gaming cabins are right next to the corner.
And our compies are just in sleep mode.
Logging into the servers.
We made it.
And all while practicing effective in-game communication by narrating our actions out loud.
Since we're safely waiting in the game lobby now, I could really go for a sudden passage of time that skips to the end of the tournament.
3, 2, 1.
And that's the end of the tournament. Yeah, gamers, elevate yourselves. There were some sick moves out there, pandering phrase. I'm so glad to be a part of this emplacement afternoon tournament sponsored, of course, by DA. You know, DA's motto has always been pay to win. I mean, play to win. And you all played. So let's make some noise for our top finishers. Gamertags Fedge, Zill, XX Spare Change XX, Silly Taco, and Suck My... Hey, I can't say that one out loud. But you all get t-shirts with the DA logo on them.
Yeah,
yeah, DA cares. And now, surprise, you five are going to take on me and my crew in a fun, celebratory match. Come on, down to the main stage.
We're doing it, man.
We're going to play against Pirate. It's like the dream of every competitive player.
More like a nightmare.
XX?
But the camp ELO, how did you make it to the top?
I told you, I play for the spirit of gaming. And right now, the spirit of gaming is all about kicking Pirate's phony ass.
So gamers, ascend on high and meet my crew. Saddle Wagon.
Hey, hey.
Chef Hardy Boys.
Game time.
Yeah, Potato Massacre.
Are you guys even playing?
And 420 Blaze at 6969.
GG, no re.
And thanks to the camp's PA system, you'll be able to hear the entire match chat out loud. Let's start.
Good luck. Have fun.
Look at that guy.
I'm not a guy.
More like, good luck. We're going to wreck your ugly ass, noob.
Yeah, wreck
him. Yeah, wreck him.
What the hell?
Oh, They're just messing around. Relax, it's pirate.
I got a one shot over here.
Oh, I am on it.
A little help, please. XX is down.
Yeah, you just got stumped, noob.
Noob.
You all are like 30 and we're 13. Why are you shouting at us?
Because you suck.
I hate this game.
Two over here in bad shape.
Suck it, noobs.
Holy hell, Taco and Suck My, I really shouldn't say that out loud. Just got knocked. We're getting creamed, dude.
Easy game, suck less.
Yeah, uninstall.
And this isn't even fun. They're complete asshats. I told you, Pirate is a grade A jerk.
You're a grade A loser?
Damn it, I'm out.
Just one more scrub.
Come out and play it.
WTF!
Yes, I got him!
What happened?
Oh, he's bush camping, the stupid little.
Oh, son of a mother, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, you want to go in the big leagues, huh? You think you're tough, punk?
Wow. I can't believe it.
See, Fedge, your idol is not a great
pirate. Is trash-talking me. This is the best day ever.
What? I'm going to flank him.
Oh, we got you now.
Oh, crap.
And I'm going to just... What?
I did it.
I took down Pirate!
Yeah!
Listen here, you little shit. You think this means something? You think that means you can actually take me, huh? Huh?
I was just happy that
you're trashed here. You are nothing. Look at you with this little camp. I can play video games.
But
shut up. Shouldn't you be in school?
Everyone, this is the real Pirate. He is toxicity incarnate. You should not watch or support his streams.
Oh, yeah, he's a toxic person. Hey, the 90s called. They want their AIM screen name back. Axax, blah, 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 blah.
I can't believe we looked up to you.
You were my hero.
Blow me.
I hope I got him.
Oh, man, yeah. We really showed him, huh? GG, guys.
No, GG. That went down on your stream. Everyone at Camp Placeholder and everyone watching now has footage of you being a terrible human being.
Yeah, I'll just tell DA to remove it and ban anyone who links or complains about it.
Wait, what?
He's done this before. Pirate makes DA so much money that they won't do anything about him.
But we all saw it happen.
Dude, let the 420 master let you in on something. Nobody cares. Or not enough do. 80% of the people here would go on and keep watching Pirate streams. Some might step away for a week or two, but they always come back. Very few folks actually have any convictions when it comes to their entertainment. I mean, people still watch the NFL.
Seriously, why?
This is nothing. Hell, some kids love this kind of stuff, so Pirate's ratings might even go up. And with Twitch-supported anti-bullying PR, it'll be as if this never happened. Just like all the other times.
I hate everything.
Now you get it.
Because remember, bullying is wrong. Hashtag, I never suffer any consequences. Pirate out.
I don't know how to feel.
Never meet your heroes, man.
Well, at least we know the truth.
The truth sucks.
Yeah.
But you don't need Pirate.
You don't understand. Every time I do so as much as boot up a game system, I'll be reminded of my fallen hero. Pirate is video games.
I got just the fix. It'll expand your horizons.
Yeah? What is it?
My uncle experimented with it in college. I just started dabbling in it myself, you know, to open up my mind.
XX, what are you talking about?
Tabletop gaming!
Table top?
Pure analog. And I got the good stuff with me in my cabin. Bastions and basilisks.
So what do you do?
Whatever you want. It's the ultimate freedom. You make the rules. You can be your own hero.
Okay, how do you win?
There are no winners. Some would argue there are losers.
But they suck. It's just fun.
I guess we should try this whole gaming for fun thing, Fedge.
Yeah, and who needs video games when I unlock the best chivo of all?
What?
Friendship.
No, that was really cheesy, dude.
Well, come on, friends. Should I say party members?
I think it's about time to roll us up some fun.
Welcome back to Starlight Radio Dreams.
The comedy show with a podcasting habit.
Well done, intern. Mrs. Parsimmons, this is intern. She's shadowing me today. Me, an announcer.
That is a great way to build experience. I have my interns do things like organize my ingredients by color and mix sauces.
Those wouldn't help on a podcast at all.
But it is easy, so it counts as experience.
How about some news?
My researchers have told me that podcast listeners do like to get their news late and from a comedy show. I would love to hear it.
It's time for the Starlight Update! This past week, the Chicago City Council passed an ordinance making it a statutory offense to buy a round of champagne for a drunk bachelorette party.
It's now mandatory to buy the Malort instead.
In sports, football was done a month ago.
2 months if you're listening to the podcast on release day.
The FDA has advised that any remaining racks of Keystone should be disposed of immediately. This public safety announcement comes after reports flooded their offices from victims nationwide. Now over to intern for the text of the FDA statement.
Just throw it away. It's gross and you're never going to drink it.
Excellent work, intern. Would you like to take the lead on the last one?
Sure. Now to politics. So based on my phone, the Chicago election for mayor is coming up, and I don't know who to vote for.
That's good. That's nice and impartial.
Because I refuse to vote for anyone who sends me unsolicited texts. So I guess it's back to writing in for Mr. T to be my alderman. He's the perfect candidate. He commands respect. He's clearly well-funded, and like me, he can't take commercial airplanes.
Well, I guess that was still pretty impartial as far as real candidates are concerned.
Qualified success?
I liked it.
I will sign your credit sheet. Yes. All right, there we go. Eugene takes away. And now, a word from our sister podcast, Householder Helper.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back to the podcast that helps you solve your household problems with stuff you already have in your house. I'm Ramona Renfield.
And I'm Janine Seward.
And this is Householder Helper.
Ramona, I'm trying to eat more fruit, but my bananas always ripen too quickly. How do I keep them from ending up throwing out a couple nanners every punch?
Simple. You just take some cling film, wrap it around the stems, boom! They ripen more slowly. And you will have played God by stopping their dead flesh from rotting.
Okay, that got a little intense, but cool hack. But with all these bananas and getting a lot of fruit flies in my kitchen, I put my fruit bowl in the fridge, but how do I get rid of those pesky little buggers?
Easy, you just pour a little wine into a small bowl, stretch some cling film over the top, and poke a few holes. The flies won't be able to resist. They'll crawl right in and die drunk.
Which is kind of how I'd like to go, am I right? Idea of wasting that wine.
No problem. You pour that bowl of fruit fly wine into a saucepan. You make yourself a wine reduction sauce. Dinner party time!
That's original, I guess.
People love dinner parties. They won't be able to resist. They'll be drawn to the sweet smells of roasting meats and what they assume is probably rosemary floating around in that sauce and come crawling right in. That's when you cover your house in cling film.
Wait, what?
Now that your guests have consumed the life force of all those little flies, you will gain the powers of half a dozen humans and several fruit flies when you eat them all.
Ramona, I would like to leave now.
It's too late, Janine. The cling film's already up.
What household problem did this solve, you maniac? How could you possibly fit us into the purview of this podcast?
I guess now you're rid of all those pesky friends who kept coming around your house? Anywho, that's all the tips we have for you this time, folks. Tune in next time to hear what I'll have to feed myself to in order to continue this cycle here on Householder Helper.
What? Just what?
That was an odd one.
I feel like I should apologize.
apologize, Cynthia.
Not to worry. Balance is so important. I see you've added a dash of surrealism to pair with the pure whimsy of your other stories.
That's it! I'm so glad you noticed that thing we did on purpose.
Well, as a food podcaster, I hold that a discerning palate extends to all of the senses.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about what drew you towards cooking podcasts?
Well, as a child, I got my head stuck in a bucket.
Oh.
It took 3 days to get me out, and I could only eat protein shakes during that time.
Oh.
My brother told me in great detail about the elaborate meals they were having. I loved it.
Oh.
It's then that I came to understand the beauty of food that you can neither see nor taste.
And you studied cookery at university, I assume?
I did indeed. I went to the Parley Sacre Bleu Institute for talking about food. I majored in bakery communications, and I did my dissertation on the word moist.
Which word was that?
Moist.
Now, tell me, how do you deal with all of the kitchen things? You know, like the fires and pheasants and bowls of fruit.
I think it's worth mentioning that most of Shirley's kitchen experience comes from paintings.
That is certainly one way to learn. There is that famous painting, The Chiffonade of St. Herbert, by Clara Peters.
Tempting though it is to discuss paintings as well as food on our podcast, it's time for us to segue into a different realm of the classics. Yes, it's time to take a trip through the Norton Anthology of English Literature with Public Domain Adventure Team!
That's right, friends! Time for another superlative story from a far-off land of expired intellectual property rights. Let us join Jane Eyre, Beowulf, Mr. Toad, and the Ghost of Christmas Past as they set out on another whirlwind excursion.
I see. Jane Eyre, what sort of misadventure have you gotten us into this time? Golden sands, palm trees, coconuts, and the people here have an inordinate number of missing limbs. Where's everyone's arms and legs and noses and eyes gone?
This is a land of warriors. So many maimings and living to tell their tales of glory.
True, Master Beowulf, but please keep in mind that all of the fighting takes place on ships out at sea.
Everyone seems as grisly and unkempt as pirates.
So they are, Mr. Toad. We are in the city of Nassau, on the island once known as New Providence, but which is currently called the Republic of Pirates.
You! Warriors of no leg and arm and noses and eyes. I salute you with my raised fist. I likes this place.
I thought you would, all of you. Yes, Ghost. Go right on ahead.
Really?
Yes, whatever you like. In fact, why don't you go look into the pasts of some of the fishes, See if you can teach them some lessons about seasonally appropriate generosity and gratitude.
Oh, this flock of stingrays goes all out for their fishmas celebration.
Enjoy the whale road, Solstice Ghost. But, Lady Jane, what is Pyre at? It's called Pyre At because so many at funeral pyres after so many great battles?
No.
Right, they're called Pyre Rats because there are so many rats aboard ships and they simply love eating pies.
No, I have simply had it trying to manage you.
I'll have you know some of my best friends are rats and they do love pie.
I also enjoy pie.
Like Christmas? Don't do that anymore when you're a ghost.
Now listen, because the time where I explain everything to you lot is rapidly coming to an end. Pirates are indeed warriors, but not while they are here on the island. Governor Blackbeard won't allow the murder of fellow pirates, and all the pirates quite agree. Do not kill anyone here.
The pirate code will not stand for it. This island is for rest and relaxation.
Ah, you mean you've brought us to a place of pleasure-seeking, Jane? Wine, women, and song, eh? Oh, Master Beowulf, what say we replenish our spirits like sailors do? With spirits, huh?
Spirits? Like me?
Not that kind of spirit, ghost.
I'll have you know some of my best friends are spirits. Their names are gin and rum and whiskey.
What about me?
Oh, and you, old chap, ghost of Christmas past, is my fourth best friend after those jolly good fellows.
Honestly, Mr. Toad, do what you will.
What's that?
As you please. I am going to find some old friends of mine. Now, here's the market. Lovely.
Fresh coconut juice, shake your thirst.
Gunpowder, all kinds.
Tobacco, finest tobacco. We should stop and get a pinch of snuff, eh? What do you say? Pistols!
No, I think I should like to be instructed in the use of firearms.
Jane! Mr. Toad is headed for the tavern.
That's nice, Ghost. I shall have to ask Mary and Anne for one. Perhaps two. But, ah, oh, there they are! Anne Bonnie, Mary Reed, hello!
Hi, Janie, good to see you, lass.
Oh, ladies, well met.
Ladies! That's a good one. Isn't being a lady what you're trying to escape, dear?
I suppose so, but old manners die hard, don't you know? I have so much to learn.
First of all, aren't you simply dying in heat in that corset?
As a matter of fact, yes, it is swelteringly hot.
You might be able to shoot in a dress, but it's damn difficult to wield a blade.
You'll take target practice in the mornings with me, and the Mary will teach you to use a cutlass in the afternoons. Assuming you adjust to ship life well.
I can adapt to any environment. I've suffered through cold, sickness, fire, intimidation by an imprisoned, angry first wife. I can learn this.
Well, then let's liberate you from those silly skirts, then, shall we?
Go without skirts? That seems improper.
Absolutely improper. By old world colonial standards, and that's what being a pirate is all about. I've been in trousers most of my life, and it's done me no end of good.
Oh, what an idea.
Jane, didn't you say you're traveling in a team?
Oh, yes.
I am Beowulf, son of Ecgtheow, hero of the Yeats.
I'm going to stop you right there, sir. Though continue to ripple your muscles all you like, you are very pretty.
This is the Republic of Pirates. No one cares about your titles now. All that matters here is your usefulness, your honor, and your adherence to our code of ethics.
Hi. I'm the ghost of Christmas past. Jane usually makes me hide inside objects so that no one can see me. But she did it this time, so here I am. I can fly around your heads. Whee!
Oh, fancy that. Jane, you did say you'd been keeping odd company in your letter.
I cannot even begin to tell you of the misery.
Well, you're free now. Free of all the shackles of society.
And of being the governess of idiots.
Oh, how amazing. Let's get you into your new weeds, shall we?
Oh, yes, please. Now, you lot don't need to come along.
But I must guard you, Lady Jane.
No. No, Master Beowulf. You do not need to come. Loincloth clad as you are.
I sheds my armor long ago. I need no armor. I slayed Grendel with no armor. My bare hands ripped his arm.
Well, that's good. Duck's armor on ships is bad news, isn't it? Weigh you down and make you drown, as they say.
He's not coming on the show. Never mind. Beowulf, ghost, enjoy the market, all right?
I do not understand, solstice ghost. Lady Jane seems like she wants away from us.
She lets me float around in the open. This is great. No one is scared of me here. Hey, watch. Guy with the parrot.
What do you want?
Hi. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Who's asking?
Poop on your shoulder. Shoulder poop.
Quiet, you.
I'm a ghost, but you're not scared of me, right? No one seems scared of me here.
You can't frighten me. I've seen a two or thing or three at sea, I have.
I have seen monsters and done feats of mighty strength and counting.
They don't teach you math on the seas. If spinning on yarn be your game, you'd best be headed to the tavern. That's where all the braggarts go and bathe their lies and drink. It's not time for such things here.
Time to clean your shoulders. Shoulder poop. Ah!
Yarg.
Is your name Shoulder Poop?
How dare you?
Can't catch me.
You pirate of one leg.
I don't think that's specific enough.
I be Long John Silver, if you must know.
Long John Silver. What is the name of your sword?
Me cutlass? I call it Nigel, if you must know.
Your sword, Nigel, is short and curvy. This is Hrunting, the mightiest blade!
Yeah, yeah, it's bigger, I get it, it's fine.
Where did it go?
There it is.
Come here, you little appetizer.
Todd of Todd Hall, I will scoop you up in my massive hand.
Oi,
did you just grab that frog?
Give it to us.
No.
No.
Oh, come, my very large friend. I will fry up his legs in a most delicate sauce and then use the rest of him for a delicious soup.
That little frog riled up an entire brothel.
That's a lie. I took a wrong turn. I never meant to disturb the ladies and the sensitivities.
Oh, come on now. Let us have our froggy dinner.
That means that we'd be eating you. You shit. You're the frog.
Shit on your shoulders.
Bloody hell, you stupid bird.
Toad of Toad Hall, jump into my loincloth and I shall lift these pirates by the face. No!
That's Long John Silver to ye.
Fine, your penis is as long as a plank, Long John, and don't let us get killed.
Please. Arg. Say, big fella, if you kill him, you're violating the pirate code.
Wait, Beowulf, wait. Jane said we can't kill on the island.
I will toss you into the whale road, pirates.
Blarmy, that's quite the army got there.
I have two. I am indeed mighty. Mightier than your Long John, even. Let us continue comparing appendages.
Where is Jane, by the by?
I cannot see Lady Jane's from here. I am very tall.
I'll float up higher. Oh, there she is, on that ship with her friends, and it's pulling away from the shore.
Egad, they've kidnapped Jane. No, no. Kidnapping is for the English lords trying to disinherit their nephews. And the British Navy. I beg your pardon, sir, but pirates are by definition criminals, and we will save our poor sweet Jane.
I'll fly to her, Jane.
Beowulf, keep me in your hand. Run to the dock and jump aboard in a mighty leap.
As you say, Todd of Todd Hall.
Out of earshot, are they? Good. My jaw's still longer than yours.
Coward! Also poop.
I hate you so much.
Carrying Mr. Toad, Beowulf dashes to the dock, then makes a mighty leap onto the pirate ship. He is greeted by the entire crew. Ah!
Nah!
Where is Jane, you pack of ocean thieves?
I see her up there.
Listen, ruffians, hand over Jane Eyre, and no harm will come to you.
No, Todd of Todd Hall. Lady Jane said battles were fought at sea. Now we can battle.
Right then, Master Beowulf, if you'd be so kind as to toss me up that way, I'll leave you to it. Come on, ghost, to the bridge.
What?
Jane, we're here.
Goodness. Oh, Jane, dear, was that your ghost friend? Where did she go?
Oh, dear.
Have no fear, Jane.
You know him, Jane?
Yes.
were when you followed the stingrays over the water.
Hey, I'm still here.
The ship is in motion, Ghost. You have to move with us. You have no corporeal form.
Oh.
Now then, Jane, we're here to save you.
Got your little talking frog.
Unhand me, I am a toad. Dash it all. You pirates really don't know your amphibians. Jane, dear, I see you've acquired a pistol. Draw it and aim at the other pirates to ransom me.
I'll do no such thing.
You're wearing trousers.
Yes! It's the best thing that's ever happened, Toad.
They have pockets, too.
Pockets! I've never felt so free in all my life. My lady pirate friends are freeing me from English constraints. But what is that noise? Where is Master Beowulf?
Mwah! 8 arms! Mwah! 9 arms! Mwah! 10 arms!
He is beating up the pirates.
Stop that! Stop it, Master Beowulf! Stop! The pirates did not kidnap me! I'm turning pirate!
Lady Jane! You want to be on the ship of battle?
Yes, all the way down there. I chose to come here. I've had it with English standards, English morality, English laws. I want freedom from it all.
But Jane, why did you leave without us?
Oh, Ghost. We never succeed at anything. We've gone on countless adventures, or misadventures, as Mr. Toad so frequently puts it, and we fail every time. We're no good as a team.
Don't leave us, Jane.
I didn't think you'd actually miss me. I didn't even think you'd notice.
Well, we did.
Hear, hear.
We're still with you, Lady Jane! On ships of battle or any place!
Well, I never knew you actually thought of us as a real team, and we really are terrible.
Are they? They found you, didn't they? And the big fella seems an adequate fighter.
He's killed half the crew!
I am sorry about that. Perhaps we could declare the public domain adventure team basically competent.
Oh, that's nice, Jane.
We're taking on water.
What? Assess the damage!
That big goon with the ridiculous sword chopped all three masts in half and tore holes in the upper deck on the bow.
Basic competence declaration was a wee bit hasty.
But now let's focus on not drowning, shall we?
We're sinking!
And that, dear listeners, concludes tonight's tale of Public Domain Adventure Team. What further tales of daring do await our protagonists? Only the legal department knows for sure. Adventure ho!
Ever enters the public domain.
Oh, it most certainly does.
Go on.
The first podcast of my career was What Did I Find on the Office Counter Today?
Our office counter is that bar over there.
Speaking of, I have a sudden and abiding need to go and do some paperworks.
Paperworks?
He means 10 minutes of going to get drinks. Mm-hmm. Cocktail napkins are made of paper.
Oh, yeah, that's how I do work, too.
Well, intermission time, then.
Darling.
The voice of my dreams.
You will need to be more specific.
You once dreamt that 18 tiny people lived inside your sock drawer, but didn't do anything interesting when they were in there.
Well, I...
And weren't you also the one who once took a month off because you dreamed that real Portland was taken over by an army of people from Portland, Maine?
I told you this in confidence.
I also, didn't you once have a dream about someone rebooting Gili?
Those are not my dreams. Those are my nightmares, Miss Showtime. I'm talking about my capital D dreams.
Oh.
I mean the guest, yeah, her voice is so calming and comforting. We're halfway through the show and I haven't got to talk to her once. I don't want to miss my shot to meet Cynthia Persimmon.
I don't know how I could say anything but yes, misdirection. And what luck. I'm in charge of the most important part of the show.
Oh, you're going to do the music now?
Eustace, there is a time and a place for that kind of misdirection humor.
You're right. It was 5 lines ago.
Precisely. Now then, Dickie, huh? I think I have just the thing as part of the food-making excursion competition. What if I make you a judge?
Great! And Cynthia and I would be on equal ground, and I can talk to her all I want.
Perfect! I'm so glad we had all of these people here for our secret planning conversation.
That makes them complicit. Also, I've never been in a conspiracy before. That's exciting.
Now, I had something to do before you came out here.
Well,
what was it?
Did you embroider, introduce a promo clip onto that microphone cozy?
I did! Yeah. That's it, everyone. Please enjoy this clip from another show on the Showtime Podfest Nerd Block. I don't recall what it is, but I'm certain it makes sense.
Hi, I'm Tex Gilliland.
I'm Brilli Matter.
And this is
Announce Everything. That's right, the only podcast where two sports announcers go out and announce activities once thought unannounceable.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to another exciting episode. Deeding, let's get this hog running.
Libby? Yes, Bridget? Well, I like you a lot, and I hope you had a fun night here in the park with me. Listen, I know it's only our third date, but I feel a real connection between us, and I have a question for you. Will you marry me?
Bold move by Bridget here, folks. Going for the proposal on the third date. A tough play for anyone, especially Bridget, given her record this past dating season.
Let's take a look at those numbers for a minute. Bridget is heading into this play with some heavy deficits, with a total of 14 relationships in 2018, which all of which ended in disastrous breakups. You gotta wonder what's going through her head with a move like this.
I couldn't agree more, but that's just the kind of player Bridget is. She's not one for futzing around when she got control of the situation.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more.
Let's look at that last play now. Bridget could run it a few different ways. She could have, you asked, where she thought the lady saw the relationship going, a cautious approach.
But that's not the kind of play that Bridget's gonna make, and what's landed her this record? Now it's time to dive back into the action and see if this risky maneuver pays off. Mama! That one hurt from all the way up here in the booth.
Employing the just kidding strategy on a failed proposal. Good Lord, what a mess. And a move that just screams too little, too late. Bridget shows us just how badly she's fumbling out there.
I don't know how much more I can watch this, folks.
Bridget?
Uh-oh, this may be the final note of the opera, folks.
Yes.
You weren't kidding, were you?
Oof, just oof.
Here it comes, folks.
I don't know about marriage.
The dagger!
But how about another date? Wait, really?
Whoa, what a turnaround. It's plays like this that keep you watching, folks.
Really? You can come by my place. We can play Smash Bros, get high, and well, talk about our future.
I don't believe it, folks. I just don't believe it.
Bridge wins! Bridge wins!
Whoa! This goes to show you that anything can happen on our podcast.
Announce everything!
certainly informative.
Wasn't it just? Now, darling, as I'm sure you recall from earlier, I was given the most important host to... Try it again. I was given the most important job a hostess could have, making her guest feel important and interesting.
I already am very successful, thank you.
Of course you are. And that is why I've put you in charge of Showtime Rabble Screams' first ever food-making competition. Everyone here on the cast has made submissions, and we're going to judge them.
That does sound lovely, and certainly more my usual speed. I did notice that you've been pretty vague about what kinds of food I will be judging today.
If I'm honest, darling, I abhor cooking and baking and whatever the thing is with the giant, terrifying grinder.
Charcuterie?
Not till I've had a few more, darling. You know what I'm thinking of? It's pepper. That's the terrifying one.
Not to worry, Mrs. Persimmon, but we've got together and we've all decided to settle on making candy.
Candy making? My, well, that is very advanced indeed.
Sure, old you. Hey, that's me again. Do you remember that thing from earlier?
Now I hate to delay the gamesmanship any further, but I have looked ahead at the submissions, and in the interest of fairness, there is one player on the mats today who must be removed for being too good.
It was Missy, wasn't it? Is that why she's not here?
Missy had very important office things to do with paper and a fax, I assume. No. The person who has been elevated from competitor to the echelons of judgery is Mr. Oranges.
What?
Don't you mostly eat other people's leftovers?
Yes, Owen would like an explanation.
I'm sorry, everyone. It just wouldn't have been fair to put you up against Dick. His sticky creation was as wonderful to look upon as it was to suck.
Do you ever listen to these episodes after we... after we record them, Cheryl?
Of course, darling, but not very closely.
Subtle. Shall we get started?
I think we should start right now. Now, Mr. Oranges. Could you please introduce our contestants?
It would be an honor, my lady. First up, of course, is Burls.
Thank you, Dick. I've made a traditional button candy for you today in four colors.
Okay, can everybody just like talk way quieter? Everything tastes better when it's quieter.
That is what I say, but I mostly say it so my producer stays out of the room.
Ah.
Oh, but that is true.
Oh, well.
All right.
Yeah.
These are they.
All right, let's see them.
Candy buttons.
Yeah.
A traditional treat from the bygone days when candy only had to be technically edible. This red one is a cranberry rhubarb flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting, Mr. Oranges? Could you be a bit more descriptive?
The other one is it's summer squash.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fascinating choice, Mr. Showtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These green ones are apple flavored.
Yeah.
Now, those of you listening at home may be wondering what flavor the blue ones could possibly be. Dick?
Our next combatant is a guy who writes some funny shit on this show. Danny Burns.
Hi, we're talking quiet. Sorry.
You're way down there.
I made cookies.
Yeah.
With candy pieces in them.
They seem very herbal.
I found these really fancy these European candies in the kitchen.
Let's eat one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. Hey, tell us what you're tasting, Cynthia.
Well, the body of these cookies are a classic sugar. There's a firm outer layer of baked dough, which my teeth cut through, revealing a softer, chewier interior. The flavor is fairly mild, with the exception of the area around these candy pieces.
which have notes of elderflower, moorhound, wild thyme, and I think that's menthol.
I'm glad you're enjoying them, Mr. Oranges, as I'm fairly certain these candy pieces are my Ricola lozenges. Not to worry, laryngitis isn't catching.
Can it be my turn now? These aren't going to hold up much longer.
Oh, that's intriguing to hear.
I am competing today for the No One Outside Foundation, providing survival bunkers for those in need. I made mocha truffles, coffee frosting, no bake, brown up balls.
Perhaps you have invented something new?
Correct. These are internees. They are made from the powders inside Keurig cups. Creamer, instant creamer, and some vodka I made.
Oh, that just sounds so fascinating.
Oh, this is for charity.
Cynthia, can you please tell us about this one while you're eating it?
Bitter coffee flavor. It really is filling my entire mouth. Thankfully, there's a tang of fermented potato over the whole thing.
I think these chocolates are going to need to go to a dentist to get their fillings replaced.
Oh, I see we have one more submission.
Yes, tonight's final submission is a traditional butterscotch toffee made from an old family recipe.
Is that just a glass of scotch?
Nailed it. With a stick of butter comfortingly nearby and in no way involved.
So simple, so elegant.
It's an instant classic.
Open notes.
Overtones of caramel and burning socks.
It's a robust finish.
The perfect butterscotch.
While I may professionally regret it, I must agree.
So, are you ready to choose a winner?
And when can we speak at full volume again?
Well, it would appear Mr. Oranges has fallen asleep at the judges' table. And I have this butterscotch to consider, so I think we might need a few minutes to deliberate.
While you do that, we enjoy this exclusive clip from the Showtime Podcast Network. A fresh installment of the extreme spy thriller, Max Action.
We now return Max Action, already in progress.
Damn it, Max. Once again, we've fallen right into the hands of Hector von Badman.
Who would have thought his team of evil scientists would find a way to bring him back to life?
And turn him into a cyborg imbued with all the powers of a South American spider monkey.
Now we find ourselves strapped down to these chairs.
We've got to find a way
to... Stop this bot out of hell.
All right. But first we've got to find
down
a way
to... Down that digital dunce.
Are you finished?
More like cyborg. Cy.
Yes.
Because he's boring.
No, I got it.
Yes.
God in himmels, that one was rough even for you.
Hector von Badman!
What's your plan this time, you mechanical menace?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Action, but unfortunately, by the time I've finished explaining, you will already be dead. Henchperson!
Yeah, boss!
Activate the inside out radar.
You got it, boss!
Max, we've got to deactivate that machine before our innards are our outards.
And then we'll deal with this pathetic pile of pistons.
You know, I'm also part spider monkey. You don't have to keep laying so hard into the cyborg thing.
Can it, you metallic monstrosity?
You don't have any puns for spider monkeys, do you?
Of course I do.
Max?
Max?
Okay, fine. I only knew about the cyborg part before we got here. The monkey thing was new.
Can we?
I don't have time to prep anything.
Can we worry about this later?
Well, what about, I'm going to put you behind bars, monkey bars.
Do not help him.
It's not bad, but I can do better than that.
Max, the inside outerator, remember?
How about your guerrilla warfare ends here, Batman?
No, see, that doesn't work because a gorilla is an ape, not a monkey.
There is no difference.
Max! I think monkeys have tails and apes don't.
It's more than just that. The brains of an ape are also larger once they have the ability to...
Oh, screw this.
Clench person, stop here.
Beep, 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 beep. Restraint chair deactivated.
I did not stop her, boss.
Yes, I noticed.
Oh, she's knocking me out. Here I go onto the floor, passing out now.
Thanks for the assist, Danger!
I'll handle the machine. You go after Batman.
Who is also a machine?
Who is also a machine, yes, just
yeah.
Go get him.
Well, 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 Action, it's you and me.
But unlike you, I was born with nerves of steel.
And now I shall use all the powers of the spider monkey to...
Max, duck!
Inside outerator, firing.
Whoa!
Jesus.
Well, Batman, looks like you did have the guts after... Oh my God, that is everywhere. Oh God.
Max?
I can't. Oh, God. I have to go.
What's wrong? Can't stomach it?
Stop.
Come on, Max, live or
little. Please stop.
Fine. I can see your heart's not in it.
How are you so comfortable?
Get it? Because his heart's not in it.
Why am I so turned on by this?
And so, thanks to Daisy Danger, Hector Von Batman was defeated once and for all. Again! But will this be the end of trouble for our heroes? Tune in next time for the next exciting episode of Max Action!
Friends, we have combined the ingredients of these four submissions in our brain pans, and now, having allowed time for the correct answer to rise, I have the proof.
I feel as though your baking metaphors were more accurate before that butterscotch.
Which was my favorite submission.
So, are you about to announce Owen is the winner?
No, only due to technicality, though. By technicality, I can only give the award to one submission.
I'm gonna like take a wild guess and say it was not my cookies.
Or my internees.
Mr. Showtime. Candy buttons are neither buttons nor candy.
Okay.
They are the physical manifestation of flawed memory of a time gone by.
They are gonna write that on my tombstone.
But they were the only submission made of hardened sugar and flavorings. So, you do win.
Oh, good work, Burly Bear. I just knew I could count on you to bring home the prize. What did you win?
Owen?
You win a donation in your name to Baking the World a Batter Place.
Uh-huh.
Enough to make 10,000 of your winning submissions.
Oh. So about $100 worth of sugar and flavorings.
Also, wouldn't button candies be a bit of a choking hazard for those children we're donating them to?
That doesn't seem like my problem.
Anything else, Owen?
A third cereal for the evening?
And they said it couldn't be done.
Well, now it is. So open your ears and prepare your thumbs for a new episode of our video game adventure series, NPC.
In Montero City, in search of Sir Edwin, were met by Bex's older brother, Wyatt. Now I must try to sway Wyatt into joining the party while keeping Bex from breaking any more rules, or I may face repercussions. Load game.
So, let me get this straight. You left the shop, recruited this slime monster, won a race by running through a wall, met this guy hiding in the bushes.
That's me!
Almost died in a dungeon.
We did die.
Oh, right, sorry. Died in a dungeon, got drugged in a desert, made a witch think she was a chicken.
That was also me!
And it's all been overseen by some ethereal voice from another realm that only you three can hear and who won't go away until you sell that sword. Is that about the gist of it?
Yes.
Drink some water. You are obviously dehydrated.
I don't need any water.
I just tracked you for 3 days to bring you this flask. You are gonna drink some damn water, okay?
Okay, fine.
Bex obtained water flask.
There, I drank some. Happy?
Very. Honestly, I'm just glad to know that you're safe.
You seriously came all this way just to check on me?
I haven't seen you in almost a week. I was worried about you. When are you coming home?
I'll come home as soon as I can find Adwin and make the sale.
Bex shopkeep. Maybe it would be easier to find Sir Adwin with an extra pair of eyes.
Oh, of course! And we should put them on the backs of our heads so that we can see in all directions.
No. I mean, you should ask Wyatt to join in on the search.
Oh, yeah. Well, since you're here, mind helping us find Adwin?
Sure.
Wonderful. Wyatt, join the party.
But only for a little bit. Now that I know you're safe, I should get back to the shop.
Never bloody mind.
And you seem to be in good hands with these two.
And now, Squib will comment on how she does not have hands.
I do not know what you mean, Trumbly.
Nonsense! You always make a point to explain how you do not have extremities whenever it's implied that you do.
That does not sound like me.
Are you trying to act more grown up in front of Wyatt?
Look for Wyatt? Seems like a very childish thing to do, and I am exceedingly mature.
Okay, then. In any case, where should we start our search?
Well, if I were a hero and I had just come from grinding in the desert, I would find some... I would find some unsuspecting shopkeep to sell all of my worthless trash to.
I love the look of pain on Bax's face when you said that. Say more hurtful things!
Why would that hurt Bax? Oh, because this is what happened to him when Sir Adwin got... Bex, do you remember when he came to your shop and he sold you all of those mushrooms that you did not want and then he made fun of your swords? Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. Stop saying things.
The slime thing does have a point.
Her name is Squib.
He can call me slime thing if he wants to.
Back off, snot chomper.
How juvenile am I, right? What?
We should go and find a store nearby and ask them about Adwin.
Very astute. I think he would make a wonderful addition to the team. What do you think, Squib?
While I agree with you, I still do not like you, so I will say no, purely out of spite.
I do not know what I expected.
Menu, what's the closest shop?
The one closest is Sam and Haley's Novelty Weapons.
What the frunk is a novelty weapon?
I guess we're gonna find out.
Oh, I believe that's the store just over there.
Let's go talk to the shopkeeps.
Sam and Haley's Novelty Weapons.
Hey, hey.
Welcome to our store.
I'm Sam.
And I guess that makes me Haley.
And together we're Sam.
The two proprietors of this establishment.
Yeah.
How are you folks doing today?
We're doing fine. I was just wondering if we could...
Say, is that a real slime monster?
As opposed to a fake one?
It's just we ain't never seen one before.
Ain't none anywhere near this city.
Heard they all lived in Tutorial Forest.
I am from there.
No kidding.
Get out of town.
But we've only just arrived.
It's just a saying there, friend.
An old turn of phrase.
Well, these two are insufferable. If you think you've got this, I think I'm just gonna head home.
Wait! I mean, Bex, it will be dark soon. Shouldn't your brother at least stay in the city until morning?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Wyatt, Menu thinks you should stay here till tomorrow.
Fine, but in the morning, I'm headed right back to Highdale.
Whoa! Hold the phone there, buddy.
Stop the clock!
Did you say Highdale?
Yeah, me and my brother are from there.
You're pulling my leg.
You're joshing us.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? You hearing this fella, Sam?
I'm hearing him, Haley.
I also heard him ask that question. I just like to be part of things.
They say shopkeeping's originated in that town.
And the original shopkeeping family still runs the store to this day.
Yeah, that's us.
Yep, Vax and Wyatt, shopkeep.
Well, hot dang.
We got us some real-life shopkeep boys here.
As opposed to fake ones?
Hey, since we've got some service industry royalty here, let us show you some of our stuff.
You certainly do have a large array of knick-knacks.
Knick-knacks?
You hear that? Knick-knacks?
Fella, these ain't knick-knacks. They are comedy gold.
Take a look at this bad boy over here.
Looks like a normal umbrella, right? But if you examine it, you see it's actually a low-level sword.
So you're out trolling for trolls and you got this baby on you.
Those trolls are gonna think you're defenseless.
Then pow! You surprise attack them. Never knew what hit them.
Or how about this one? Looks like a normal sword, right? But if you examine it, you see it's actually an umbrella.
So you're out, starts raining or something, then you got this baby on ya.
People looking at you are gonna be like, hey, what's this mook doing carrying a sword in the pouring rain?
And then pow, you hit the button, umbrella pops out. Look at those people's faces.
Just don't bring it trolling for trolls.
It's happened a few times.
The umbrella sword is far more popular than the sword umbrella.
Less accidental death by troll attacks.
Oh, I'm just looking for Sir Adwin. Have you seen him?
What you looking for him for?
Long story short, I came all this way from Highdale to sell him this.
Vax showed shopkeeper's training sword.
Say, isn't that one of ours?
Oh, no, this isn't a novelty sword.
I'm pretty sure we got a few in stock still.
Oh, she was correct, Vax. Look over here. They've got a whole bin.
So, is it a goof?
Are you gonna give him a gag gift?
No, this isn't a joke. This is a handcrafted...
I do not know, Bax. These do look like yours.
Squib. Squib. I'm telling you, these are not... Hey, wait.
What's up, Bax?
They were right. This bit is... It's entirely filled with our swords.
What?
No, see, look, they even have your initials on them.
How did you get these?
Heroes finish up in the desert, then they come sell us their junk.
We get this one a lot.
And you've got them in the bargain bin?
Sometimes parents will come in and buy one for their kids to play with.
But outside of that, they're kinda useless.
Excuse me?
Bex Shopkeep, I sense your anger level rising. It is recommended that you take deep cleansing breaths.
These are not useless. These are made from the strongest oak in Tutorial Forest. Each one is hand-carved to a precise finish and then sanded and polished until it is ready to take down even the biggest slime monster.
Still a little put off that the ability to murder my kind is a selling point.
Bex, it's fine. Honestly, it's kind of cool to see my products being sold in a big city like this one.
That's not the point, Wyatt. The point is I came all this way to sell my sword, only to find that it's all been one big joke.
Oh, kid, it's nothing personal. Once heroes reach a certain level, it just ain't gonna cut it no more.
I see what you did there. Cut it.
I was hoping you'd pick up on that.
No. No. You know what? I'm gonna prove this sword's worth. Once and for all!
How many times have you angrily tried to prove it once and for all?
Oh, at least twice since I joined.
Bex, just calm down, drink some more water.
All right, there has to be some kind of gang or horde causing trouble here.
Actually, there is.
The Montero Maulers.
They won't even let you join unless you're level 10.
Well, I bet the three of us can take them.
You don't need to prove anything to these guys.
Precisely. Wonderful insight. Vax, you should add Wyatt to
So where can I find this gang?
Their hideout is just down the road.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Vax, if you are to attempt this, I would highly suggest bringing Wyatt with you.
Finally, I get to feel the victim's blood on my face as it spurts out of their veins as I bite their throats.
I will also be there.
And then when we die, we'll
try again.
Ah, yes, we have died once already.
And again.
I believe I would rather not die.
And again and again.
Here, Squeeb, it's all the same to you. You can bite my throat right now. It's fine.
I will save that offer for a rainy day. But now, my bloodlust beckons me. Besides, it is not like we will remember the pain of death. Only Bax will.
Well, unless we die and young Bax does not, then we could be dead forever.
Do you really think we would die before Bax?
Well, no, that's fair. But what if Bax never stops? What if we are caught in a death loop, forever dying and reloading?
I'd be able to beat on gang members for eternity.
Technically, yes, but it would be purgatory.
Bax, hurry up! Trumbly says we might get caught in a death loop.
That is not a good thing.
Let's go beat some maulers.
A terrible idea.
Ooh, what about Wyatt?
Well, maybe I should come with you guys.
A wonderful idea.
Wyatt will stay here to try and find out where Adwin is.
A terrible idea.
I just got here. I'm not letting you run off to go die again.
Think of this as publicity. He's much more likely to buy the sword that took down the Montero Maulers than the toy two weirdos were selling in a bargain bin.
Zing! He's talking about us. Sorry, Reflex.
Fine. I'll see what I can find, but I'm going on the record saying I don't like this. However, I would just like to go home. Also, I hate fighting and confrontation.
I'll be okay. I've got Trumbly and Squib with me.
I would also like to go on the record that I believe this is ill-advised. However, as I am simply a party member, I have no say in the matter, so... Tilly-ho!
Good luck. If you make it back alive, we'll give you a discount on the sword umbrella.
Oh, BX, can we get one? I want to trick my friends.
We are your friends, butt clown.
And you are going to be so confused. I cannot wait to see the look on your faces.
Much to your brother's disapproval and multiple warnings from literally everyone here.
Death loop!
Figuratively everyone here. You are about to head toward a gang hideout and likely die multiple painful deaths. Would you like to save?
Yes.
Game progress saved.
Say, I really enjoyed being a part of some fiction for once.
Oh, I am so happy to hear that.
Yes, I haven't once had to pretend that adding a lot of garlic to something was innovative.
Is that the secret to cooking?
It is. Oh, but please do not tell Gordon Ramsay. There will be no living with him if he can make an even more delicious risotto.
Perhaps that is why I never got the hang of flan.
Dear, garlic will not help your hot glued flan.
You're saying it needs more rickrack?
Yes.
That does sound lovely.
Well, you have been absolutely delightful to have on board. Tell me, are there any other places one could hear your delightful voice?
Well, you can hear my voice and the voices of many other talented Chicago artists on the podcast at machineculture.com.
Machineculture.com?
Yes, because rule of threes, machineculture.com.
We've got numbers now.
It got to be funny that time.
Darlings, this has been a delight from A to Q.
Not Z?
Well, you must be careful not to praise my burly bear too much or he won't fit in his hats. Oh.
Thank
custom
you, dear.
Fedoras are so hard to come by.
True. Economy, yes.
Thank you, dear, for keeping me humble. Shall we call it a night before a nice glass of wine and a flan for looking at?
I think so. After all, I must wake up early tomorrow to bake the cake that I will pretend to bake later that day.
Well, friends, this has been Burlington.
And Sherlington Showtime.
And Cynthia Persimmon.
Signing off. Hit it, Eugene.
I call this piece the perfect creme brulee.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Starlight Radio Dreams featuring Ansel Burt as Burlington Showtime, Marilyn Blake as Sherlington Showtime, Kelly O'Palco as Cynthia Persimmon. Bamboozler. Adam McClavius Dick Oranges. Ellen DeSitter as Miss Intern. Ben McCauley as Danny Burns. Cameron Palmer as Owen Mankiewicz. With her ensemble members, Rachel Grandoglusky and Anna Gatke. And a big thank you to our sound engineers, Noah Jinnix and Ansel Birch. Tonight's episode is written and directed by Ansel Birch, Ben McCauley, Kat Evans, Kevin Palmer, Carolyn Blake, and Michael Jagowitz. A huge thank you to our host, Chief O'Neill's, Andrew Shore Incorporated, for the generous support. You can catch us next month for new jokes, new serials, and new shenanigans. If you like what you heard, please visit us at starlightradiodreams.com. You can also catch us at iTunes or Google Play. So until next time, folks, God bless and keep dreaming.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep dreaming, you can find past episodes on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or on our website at starlightradiodreams.com. You can also help support the show by giving us a positive review on iTunes or by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, Pod Squad.